here's a story from The World.
On the Greek island of Lesbos, thousands of asylum seekers are spending another night in the streets. Earlier this week, a fire destroyed the refugee camp where about 12,000 people were living. The conditions at Moria camp were already notoriously bad, but now these thousands of people are finding themselves in what they say is an even worse situation. The World's Lydia Emanalidou reports from Greece, and a quick note, we're only using first names for people's safety.
The year she spent living at Moria, Fatima felt stuck in limbo as she waited for her asylum application to be processed. Now that the camp is burned to the ground, she's stranded here. Fatima, who's 66, sits on a blanket spread out over dirt on the side of the road. She's cradling her one-month-old grandchild. She says Moria was overcrowded, filthy, food was scarce, but at least there they had a shelter over their head. Now, she says, she doesn't even have a blanket to cover her grandchild from the scorching sun during the day and the cold winds at night. Fatima is one of thousands who have spent the last three nights in the area surrounding the now burned-down camp. Some are on sidewalks, others in parking lots, and even in a cemetery. The vast majority of the people here, like Fatima, are from Afghanistan. Many are children.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank
you. As I walk around in the evening, they crowd around me and ask me to interview them.
Afghanistan.
6-year-old Asma is from Afghanistan. Another migrant from Afghanistan, his name is Aziz, he's 23, helps me translate.
So she says that everything got fired. We've got nothing here, clothes, food, and anything. I just have this pair of slippers and no shoes. So what should I do now here?
People who did manage to save some of their belongings have stuffed them inside dumpsters for safekeeping, others in plastic crates they drag around with them. People here tell me they're exhausted, hungry, and thirsty. Greek authorities are distributing some food and water throughout the day. But 17-year-old Murtaza of Afghanistan says it's not enough. Earlier that day, he had to push his way through a huge crowd to try to get supplies for him, his five siblings, and his parents.
Some people take, but all didn't take. All people couldn't take the food.
Because it was too many people.
Yeah, it was too many people.
Before the fire, many migrants would venture out to the port city of Mytilene to get food from local shops, but now the area they're in is barricaded and heavily guarded by police. They're not allowed to leave. Greek authorities say they're doing that to control the situation and to prevent a coronavirus outbreak on the island. Just before the fire, there were at least 35 confirmed COVID-19 cases inside Moria. Migrants say because of the blockades, they can't get things that they need, like medication. Gurban of Afghanistan shows me a prescription written out for his wife and newborn baby. The fire broke out just one day after his wife returned from the hospital where she gave birth. The baby's just 7 days old.
You showed them this prescription and the police won't let you go and get the medicine?
He says the police don't let them to go to the city and get the medicine.
When I ask a Greek policeman about this, he tells me he doesn't know about the specific situation and can't comment.
So it's 8 p.m. and the sun has set at this point, it's dark.
Right around this time, Aziz gets a startling message, a warning that the area we're in might come under attack tonight or another night.
I've got a text message that there is a fascist group of people that they are attacking here, and it's so scary. Yeah.
Anti-migrant groups from the local community and even from abroad have been known to show up to refugee encampments on the island to harass asylum seekers and stir up trouble. Despite all the difficulties, some people find the strength to enjoy the cool hours of the evening. a few play ball. Behind them, a group of about 20 children hold hands in a circle, singing and dancing around a Greek policeman patrolling the area. Under the clear night sky, a man approaches me to ask a question.
You're asking if I have any information about when...
Yes, when moving them refugees.
He wants to know if I have any information about if and when they'll be moved to another location. I tell him I know the Greek government has already transferred some unaccompanied minors to the mainland, that they said they'll bring ships to house some of those stranded on the streets, that Germany and France said they'll come up with a plan to help. He asks me when and seems frustrated that I don't know.
It's now almost 10 p.m. and some people are starting to go inside their tents if they have them. Very few people do. Most people have just a blanket or two on the pavement.
By the time I leave at 1 in the morning, the area is completely quiet except for the occasional whispers, snores, and baby cries. No attacks reported here this evening. Just thousands of people hoping to wake up to a better tomorrow. For The World, I'm Lydia Manoulidou on Lesbos, Greece.